It is 7:08 in the Twin Cities, 49 degrees. Well, obviously, and I think we're all glad that there's only, what, 9 or 10 more days in the election season. And apparently, folks, we are seeing an extraordinary uptick in the number of people or couples going to couples therapy because of this election. Think about it. Because of this election. Joining us right now is Jason McClain. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. Is the messiest election in American history really leading some couples to break up or go to counseling?
You know, it really is. It's a sad state of affairs in every single way. You can almost laugh at the idea of it, but the truth is, it is. I mean, literally, we've seen an uptick for this month. I mean, I went back and looked at the statistics of those filing for divorce for the past 15 years. We started my divorce papers back in 2002. So I went to 04, I went to 08, I went to 2012, and of course, I went to 2016. Looking between the last election we had in 08, there was a big push because it was a difficult time because it was a recession. Forward fast that one to 2016, we've seen a 27% increase in divorce filings for October specifically of 2016.
No!
Versus 2012 of October. So you have to go month to month for election year, right? So to get the right stats, but literally 27% now in October of last year, if you go back to of the same year, for the month over month, it was about a 7% increase.
Okay, now, wow,
that's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, Jason, let me ask you. I mean, are there other factors? I'm trying to think. Could there be other dynamics here in play?
For the specific month of October during an election season, going back for 15 years, calculating every month and every activity, the only particular reason I can come up with, because October is what we call the slow month in the divorce season. Yes, there are divorce seasons. And October is the slowest time we usually have. It's usually the big uptake in divorces are usually the first quarter around Valentine's Day, right after the New Year's. That's where you have a huge big push.
Really?
It's crazy. It's very big. Yeah, it's a big divorce season. Every January, February, March, around mid-January it begins, right when tax forms come in, all the way through until April, and sometimes into May, you go up about 2 to 3 times divorce filing cases over the previous period of time. I've seen that for the past 15 years. So for this October, it's supposed to be a slow month. It's supposed to be more of a family-oriented time. We find things which are around holidays, like Christmas, around the Christmas season, or Thanksgiving, or around Halloween, because Halloween's once again, you organize families once again. The weeks before and after a holiday period slow things down. Right now, it is gangbusters like you would not believe. People are going through problems, and it's the only particular reason I can think of for the reasons why they're going through it, and they're filing it. It's because of what they're dealing with. I mean, it's the battle between him and her, the battle between the locker room conversation and an email address, the battle between what you think is right and what you think is wrong. And unfortunately, Americans today are taking their opinions and their challenges and what they're seeing every single day on television and the argument of the first real woman contender against a guy who talks about things that he doesn't even, you wouldn't think anybody would be talking about in the locker room, bringing them to the center stage of the free world, battling it out one by one. And families are hurting for it. Husbands and wives are having a conversation about it. It's not something that's simply going away. And this is what they're voting on. People are voting on the idea of making a decision to say either A, what opinion do you have? Do you agree with him or do you agree with her? B, who's a lesser of two evils, or C, sit out the election altogether and take what you get. But those decisions.
I think especially with this latest revelation with Hillary Clinton, I think that there are going to be people sit out of the election. That's even causing arguments, isn't it?
Yes, it is all day long. How can you not vote? how can you not vote? We go through when people come to our site and they
and let me tell you, your site is mydivorcepapers.com.
Correct. Yeah, mydivorcepapers.com. And we process, we're the number one online divorce site in North America. We literally process thousands of divorce cases, which are uncontested, every single month, 2-to-1 to LegalZoom these days. So we've been doing it for a long, long, long time. We're kind of the TurboTax of divorce, if you will. But we've seen a huge change. But it is sad. You're 100% right across the board. And it's funny, when you sit back and you see why people are doing it, the first thing I got to do is go back and look at the questions people are answering. I mean, you're going through a divorce. We're asking you a whole bunch of questions. And we've actually had people submit for a request. The grounds for divorce is because he is voting for Trump. I had literally 18 cases in October because he's voting for Trump. Now, of course, we had to push that back because that's not a reason. But the truth of the matter is, it is really polarizing America and polarizing relationships and having people ask different questions than most therapists or most individuals are pretty much even capable of answering.
Wow. Okay. I do want to ask you about that question because, you know, one of the things that I think has not gotten a lot of play is that in terms of especially white men who do not have a college degree, so another high school education, Donald Trump is actually leading Hillary Clinton. It's like 79-17%. It's just this enormous, enormous advantage there amongst college-educated people. She's doing much better. But there is this incredible gap with men, especially those without a college education. You literally have seen people write in on your website. And again, it's mydivorcepapers.com. You've actually literally seen people write in the reason for their divorce is he's voting for Trump.
I've seen that, literally. I've seen that, and we end up sending that right on back to them. But you're 100% right. Here's the funny thing is, when someone goes to a site like mydivorcepapers.com and wants to begin doing a low-cost divorce, you have to figure out how much money they make, what their education is. So we know their education levels. We know how much they've got. Right now in this month, literally 60% for the women filing versus the 40% of the men. The women are filing for divorce more often than men for this particular month. On top of that, those women, 92% of those women who have filed for divorce from the man make more money than he does. They make more money on average about $42,000 a year versus him making about $34,000. So not making a lot of money, but that is the guy that you're making reference to where they're rising up in the polls where, you know, they're deciding that, you know, they're a different class of individuals. And so we find out that the income, if she's making more than he is, it's a whole idea of, oh, my gosh, I can't let her get ahead of me. I'm the man. I should bring in the money. I should have this power. It's 1949, and let me tell you how the world should be. And that guy, that individual that Trump has really connected with that says life doesn't need to be like this. It does need to be this way. You can reclaim your position in the world as the head of the household. Forget everything else that we've all been talking about for the past 100 years. Let's throw the world back into the dark ages in some capacity. He's got this place he's surging from.
Wow.
You know, and it's a uncomfortable place to be. And then on the other side of the coin with him, the same place, there's the idea of the illusion that says, hey, he's a great business guy. He knows how to make a dollar. He knows how to turn a buck. Our deficit is the highest it's ever been in the free world. So the other side of this guy that says, let me turn back to society and the world, on the other side he says, I have proven that I'm probably one of the best business individuals on the planet Earth, and therefore I can turn our economy around. So this dichotomy, this back and forth between trying to boost the male ego, trying to prove from the logical side that, hey, he might be able to really turn our economy around, and on the same side saying, oh my gosh, let me point my finger at Hillary because of the political things. It's the idea of voting the third box, which says don't vote for a politician, don't vote for the other politician, vote for the guy or the gal that says, hey, I'm not in the marketplace, I'm not in the game of politics, I'm here of changing things. So the leads he's got the things he's engaging. Esme, I'll tell you, I've never seen anybody literally jump up and down to the degree that he has and polarize our country with such a degree of adversity. That is coming out of this one, and we're seeing.
And his supporters would say that it's Hillary Clinton who's the polarizing figure. But let me ask you, Jason, we do have to take a break, but I would like to ask you just about your website, mydivorcepapers.com, and you know, realistically, how does an online divorce work? Because at some point you got to go into a courtroom. So I'd like to kind of do that, because I think obviously a lot of people still are getting divorced these days, and this is obviously a new way to do it in an uncontested divorce, or relatively new. So is that okay with you? All right. We're going to take a quick break. More with Jason McClain. He is the founder of MyDivorcePapers.com. It's 7:21 in the Twin Cities. We're chatting with Jason McClain. He is the founder of the online website MyDivorcePapers.com, chatting him about the fact that there are more and more people, couples, either going through therapy or even getting divorced because of this election. But I did want to ask you, Jason, about your website and how easy is it to do most of your divorce online, and how expensive is it?
Sure. You know, I tell you, one of the most misunderstood things in our system today is the divorce process. The bottom line is this. If your spouse and you can agree to the details, I mean, agree to the terms and conditions, okay, you make this much money, I make that much money, you'll get the house, I'll get the car, you get the dog, I get the cat, and what have you, if you can agree to the details, there's absolutely no requirement whatsoever to spend thousands of dollars on an attorney. So what we did was we created an online system at MyDivorcePapers.com where for literally $159, less than $200, you can go onto a website, answer a couple of questions, put all your details in, and in less than an hour, the system will automatically spit out your completed divorce petitions with all documentation that you should need to file in the court. If you check another box, then the system will dispatch a server for you to actually file it for you in the court. If you check another box, it could actually serve your spouse. So as long as you and your spouse can agree, the online system we created, which is right now patent pending, and we've been doing it for a long, long, long time, literally is a very simple and easy place to actually make a decision. So if your marriage is going down the wrong path and you've made a decision, you want to end it, and you need to do it cheap, under $200, you can file for a divorce plus the court fees, and you're done. But if you're arguing back and forth and you can't come to terms, you're going to have to spend, you know, thousands of dollars, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or more to literally get that process started.
Right. So this is basically, and you can do it so people, you know, and it sounds like all different states can do it as well.
Yes. Yeah, we've done it in all 50 states, and matter of fact, Canada is opening up in the first quarter of 2017, and the UK, as well as our technology. Our technology actually powers many other online sites which are out there that do anything in the online divorce space. So it's really simple. I mean, there are thousands of questions in there, but it's kind of a tree. So if you say, hello, you have kids, it'll start asking you questions about your children. If you say you make this much money and does your spouse want to have support, then it asks you those kind of questions. So basically, it makes the process very simple. And the best way to put it in mind is it's the TurboTax, if you will, for an online divorce. And so for under $200, you can actually begin to start your life over almost instantaneously.
And in terms of the filings, you can even do this if you have minor children?
Yep, you can do this if you have minor children. You can do this if you have assets. The most important thing is you all need to agree. And if you can agree to all the details, you can do it with your kids. You can do it with everything. Now, MyDivorcePapers.com is not a substitute for an attorney, obviously. So if you need legal advice and things of that nature, you need to seek out an attorney because that's not what the site is there for. But it is there to help you go through the process, complete the process very quickly and very simply, and get your life going again, because that's the most difficult thing. Either A, someone doesn't have the thousands of dollars. B, They may have minor kids. They may have income. They may have assets, and they may have made decisions along their way that they want to move things on, but they don't have the money to go out and file for an attorney. Well, that's where MyDivorcePapers.com comes into place. It kind of fills that one gap for the person or the persons that decide they want to move on. They don't want to spend the money to move on, and they want to get it done quickly and simply. And even at the point where they go through the process, they fill everything in, and then they rethink it. We have that done all day long. A lot of people begin the process of filing for a divorce, or they get really, really mad because you didn't, you know, give me that electric toothbrush I wanted for Christmas or what it was, and they go out and they want to go find an attorney and drop a $5,000 check. Well, they can literally go online to a website at MyDivorcePapers.com, spend $200, get the paperwork, get everything done all online, deliver it to your spouse and say, listen, do you want to talk about this? We have that all the time because literally it makes it very, very simple. I mean, the divorce rate in America is closing in on 70%.
70% of all marriages?
Marriages in divorce, right? 5 years ago it was 63%. Now we're closing
it's at as high as 70%?
It's as high as 70%, 68.3% based on our numbers. Marriages are just not lasting. And the seven-year itch, Esme, it's true. The average person has their marriage for exactly 7 years and 2 months from the point which they were married to where they began at our website and filed for divorce. So we see the stats. We watch it every single day, and we see what's going on in our country because we made it simple. We made it easy. And for 15 years, we've been working on that process to allow people to move forward.
Wow. Let me ask, and do you know, is there a figure for what percentage of divorces are not contested? In other words, the two parties do agree on the basics?
I can't. I really don't have any foundation or basis for doing that. I would love to know.
But obviously you've built an entire business around people who divorce are
wrong.
So it's got to be a lot of people.
There's got to be. But the funny thing is this. When you go to our site at MyDivorcePapers.com, there's a question we ask you, which is what we refer to as a qualification. So you can qualify for free. And the questions we ask you are, the first one, it says, do you know where your spouse is, yes or no? Because that's in some areas or some states that's required, and others it's not. And the second question, which is probably the most important one, can you and your spouse agree to the division of your assets, the division of your property, working out any child-relating matters, and all matters regarding your divorce, can you guys work it out? 4.2% of the people who register on our site for that free qualification, 4.2% answer that question as no. So
wow, okay.
I can't go through the idea of every single person right in the United States of America when they file because they don't always use us. But I can tell you, for those who are trying to use us, only 4% say we can't get along. And then we refer them to an attorney because we can't help you.
Right.
Because contested divorces is something that you need to spend the money for, and that's just it. If you can't, well, then you guys should figure out a way to get into a room, work out the details, and then go file your case online.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, fascinating stuff. Jason McClain and his website, MyDivorcePapers.com. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right.